الحمد لله رب العالمين، الصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واعبد ربك حتى يأتيك اليقين. وسئل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أي الأعمال أحب إلى الله؟ قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أحب الأعمال إلى الله أدومها وإن قل، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. رواه أحمد وابن ماجة. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأتباعه وأزواجه وذرياته أجمعين. Respected elders, our young friends, our sisters in Islam, Alhamdulillah, we were fortunate enough to be blessed with the great month of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the month. The month has come, the month has gone. But now what is important in the life of a believer is how the momentum of the month of Ramadan can be continued after Ramadan. We call it post-Ramadan blues. You know where? Or we call it post-Ramadan downfall syndrome. So what we attained in the month of Ramadan, so there are multiple things we learned from the month of Ramadan. Ask yourself and I ask myself, why did Allah give me and you Ramadan? Allah says in that ayat in Surah Al-Baqarah, where Allah Ta'ala mentions the context of fasting, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave you the month of Ramadan so you may become conscious of Allah, so that you may become individuals who become better Muslims, so that you may have taqwa within your lives. This is a given fact. Everyone acknowledges this. And that is the level that you attain in the month of Ramadan. It is impossible to attain that pinnacle. It is impossible to maintain that. It is just not possible. But you know, mashallah, in the month of Ramadan, you went to 200%. Compared to before Ramadan, and then in Ramadan, if you were to look at that and match that, you might say, Alhamdulillah, in the month of Ramadan, I was at 100%. Before Ramadan, Alhamdulillah, I did my 5 daily prayers, I read some Quran, I did this. But now in the month of Ramadan, you've gone to 200%. So now what's going to happen? It is going to come crashing down after the month of Ramadan. My duty, your duty, is to try and stop the level of fall. We need to try and control that. So example, currently there is a crash in the stock market. I'm sure everyone knows. Everyone knows, mashallah, you know, how many trillions were lost. Okay, yesterday and again today, I think it's even worse than yesterday. Those brothers who are in contact with the FTSE 100, okay, it fell approximately 120 points yesterday. Today, as just before Jumu'ah, it's fallen approximately 330 points. You are looking at somewhere in the region of almost 3.5%. And they say it's not been like that. The stock market has not been like that since COVID, during the time of COVID, 2020. Okay, it is basically crashed. So example, let's say you had invested in the market before the crash. And you, instead of you invested 1,000, you were making 2,000. Once a crash comes down, you get out of the market after you've made 1,500 pounds. So you might think I could not get out of the peak, but at least I made a 500 pound profit because I invested 1,000 and I've got out at 1,500. So maybe not at 2,000, but at least I've done. So what do you do? Do what you were doing in the month of Ramadan, maybe not to that level and not to that peak, because that is impossible. Because of the barakah of the month of Ramadan and the virtues and the khususiyat and the specialities of the month of Ramadan, you will never be able to maintain it. Why? Because the doors of Jahannam are locked and the doors of Jannah are flung open. So the barakah of doing good is very, very easy. In the month of Ramadan is very easy. But at least afterwards, inshallah, I would like to highlight to you a few points whereby we can maintain to a certain degree some of the things that we were doing in the month of Ramadan. So for me and you, what is important? Number one, consistency. The hadith I quoted before yourselves is from Sayyida Aisha, is mentioned by